Amir Ahle Sunnat, he says that, did you make an effort to refrain from joking and taunting and hurting other people's feelings at home and outside? Remember, it's a major sin to hurt the feeling of a Muslim. Now, such an important topic. Sometimes, you know, we think that when we are, you know, making fun of someone, we're making a joke of someone, and the other person is smiling away with us, and is not saying anything, we think that, you know, it's fine, he doesn't feel anything. But that's not the case always. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the glorious Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنَّ وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ بِئْسَ الِاسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O people who believe, men must not ridicule other men, for it could be that the ridiculed are better than the mockers. Nor must the women ridicule other women, for the ridiculed women may be better than the mockers. And do not insult one another, nor assign evil nicknames. How base it is to be called a sinner after being a Muslim. And whoever does not repent, then it is they who are the unjust. This is a khitab, and this is straight towards the men and the women as well. So the men are told not to ridicule other men, not to take fun out of them, not to joke about them. Now if you look at in our community, Harun Bhai, this is happening so much that even families are breaking up, friendships are breaking up, and then, you know, to such an extent, people are having to break other people's hearts. You know, such very, very close friendships are broken up because they are making fun of other people.
Let's start off with the Islamic concept of the brotherhood.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us, we use the term brothers or sisters, and we try to live with that concept. But the concept of brotherhood is more than with identifying it with your mouth. So saying, he's my brother.
Yeah.
And the beginning of this, and this is where, just to pause there, a lot of times it's very important, you know, you mentioned feedback we were getting. I'd encourage the viewers of Madhya Channel to give us feedback on the numbers that are available on the email addresses as well, because it helps us plan further as well. But coming back to that, this concept of brotherhood, from the very point and the moment that you do salam to somebody, if you look at what it says, here is a summary of clause 1, page 102, volume 16 of Bahari Sharia, published by Maktab of Medina. One should say salam with the intention that the wealth, reputation and dignity of this person is under my protection, and I consider it haram and unlawful to infringe these rights.
Subhanallah.
Now, very important within that was wealth, reputation and dignity. Now, this name calling, what is it?
Gee.
It is an effort to degrade somebody, isn't it? In the name of having fun. Oh, I'm just having a joke. Oh, we're just taking the mickey. We're just having a bit of laugh and abandon.
Yeah, we're not serious about it.
But if whoever's been on the receiving end of it, although on the face of it he may be laughing, he isn't inside. Now, Islam actually regulates this very strictly, because the ayah mubarakah that you recited, Allah Azza wa Jal forbids it explicitly.
Beautiful.
Now, why? What's the Islamic concept? Basically, Islam is based on the rights of those around you. And, you know, for example, ghibat, backbiting, is considered such an evil. And one of the reasons that the scholars say it is because it tears the very fabric of society, because it creates hatred within the heart.
Bilkul.
Now, this mockery, this joking, this taunting, Hafizab, it does exactly the same. So people start to hate each other. Why? Because when some people are sat together, if one person is being ridiculed, or people are constantly joking and ridiculing each other, inside they're all feeling hurt.
Well,
and the enmity that they have will gradually surface, and you often get into fights. You know, viewers of Madhya Channel will be witness to this, that sometimes it's just a joke, and after about an hour, half an hour, suddenly two people are fighting.
Yeah, things really get serious, don't they?
Yeah. So there comes a limit to which somebody can take it. Well, you said it once, I ignored you. You said it twice, I know. And I ignore.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, and even if they don't say it, I was up for years and years and years. That person might have it in his heart that in such and such a method, such and such a person mm-hmm. ridiculed me in front of everybody.
Mm. And obviously when someone has done wrong, you know, if a person thinks to himself, we've done many wrong things, and you know, just think to yourself, I've done many wrong things, what if someone was supposed to come back to me in that same manner? How would I feel?
The essence of Islam is, and this is where Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, in the beautiful Madni environment of Dawat Islam, we learn the real Islam. The real Islam teaches us, okay, you do what you have to, but make sure you don't hurt anybody.
Gee.
If it's backbiting, you know, the standard is, that what if that person finds out? How would he feel? Not that he has done, but how would he feel if he found out what you were saying? Mm. It's going to hurt him. It's backbiting.
Gee.
Buhtan, lying,
and the thing
envy,
is, you know, all the
hatred.
Buhtan is worse than backbiting.
Worse than backbiting.
Yeah, now the thing is, you know, people might think, or we might think that, you know, backbiting, okay, it's for fun and joke, but backbiting is one of the major sins.
But the reason I mentioned backbiting is this. The essence of it is that you're hurting somebody,
mm-hmm.
or you've got the potential to harm somebody. Mm-hmm. That's the important thing. Now, with this, when you're taunting and insulting people in the name of having fun, you are doing that directly. Now, indirectly, tisra bande se aap baat kare, and it's not allowed. Why? Because one of the reasons of the definition is, if your brother found out, it's like eating the dead flesh of your brother.
Gee.
Now, if it's that important that you shouldn't hurt the feelings, even though you're not saying it to his face, here, you are deliberately setting out to insult and degrade in the name of having fun.
You know, as Muslims, you know, we sometimes look at other person, we think of him as inferior to us. Yeah, right, he doesn't have enough more money than me. His status isn't better than me. Ye mujhse kam padha likha hua, and you start to make fun of that person. But you never know who is better in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal.
I think, Hafsa, the other thing is this. In the ayah mubarakah that you read, what did the creator of the heavens and the earth order us? Do not let men make fun of other men.
Gee.
Perhaps they may be better than the other.
Gee.
So Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, don't make fun of other people because they might be better than you. That should bring a fear in our hearts. You know, we should think that Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, don't you dare do this, because the person you're making fun of may be better than you.
This happens a lot in the workplace, where someone who basically, he might be the manager, he might be the foreman, you know, and he'll be making fun out of those people who are below him. And he'll be making fun out of those work colleagues who are not performing as better than him. Yeah, so what happens is people start to make fun of them, they start to taunt at them, and this is very, very serious. And in lately, you know, we've heard cases where people have committed suicide because they have, you know, they don't have that environment at workplace. They're always, this is what we call bullying as well, don't we? You know, you're taunting other people.
Amir Ismuddin Barakatullah Aliyah and our great Buzurgani Deen have said, our scholars of Deen have said, is this: analyze your mahafils, your gatherings. And those gatherings which bring you closer to Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the gatherings where you should be going. And if you feel that I am in a gathering where in the 2-3 hours all I've done is sat with people whose concerns are worldly wealth or tormenting or insulting or degrading or backbiting, then what they say is, very seriously consider what you're doing. Why? Because by being part of that gathering, you are also implicated in all the sins that the gathering
have.
You enjoy those. This is what the brothers said. This is what the youngsters said. We're only having a bit of fun. It doesn't matter. You know, it isn't that. The Quran explicitly, in the ayah mubarakah you read, tells you not to do it. Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling you not to do it. Your excuse of we're just having a fun isn't good enough.
Now, good.
That's the first thing. The second thing is that you sat there in the mehfil. If there is, you know, people say, oh, gee, gup shop learning. That's what they do, don't they?
Gup shop, yeah.
No, now, in this gup shop, you might have gone from somebody who came in with good deeds to somebody who's leaving with a sack full of bad deeds. Why did you go to such a mehfil? Well, say, for example, Afsar, you stayed quiet argument's sake. You didn't do the mickey taking. Somebody else did. You just laughed along with it.
Yeah.
You didn't do the ghibat. You just laughed along with it or listened to it. You tell me, what's this about? If somebody sits there quietly and just laughs at the jokes, isn't he implicated in it?
It's the same as the other person who is making the joke.
If somebody listens to the ghibat that says, I didn't do it, what is the position with him? So these are very serious.
You know, just to give a person about the value of a Muslim, sometimes people don't understand that, you know, when I'm taking mika of someone, when I'm making fun out of someone, this someone is a believer, he's a Muslim. A Muslim, his status, his rank is far greater than the Kaaba itself. You know, so we need to think to ourselves that the Kaaba, when, you know, millions of people are, you know, doing tawaf of the Kaaba, giving it such respect and love, you know, we need to give more love and respect to a normal Muslim than the Kaaba itself.
Also, the other thing that's important is this, that a lot of youngsters, when you speak to them, they say, oh, you know, you're against having fun and all of this. I asked them this simple question. When you were being picked on, when the lads were together, you're in a car or you're at a restaurant and they are taking the mickey out of you, how did you feel? Be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
Did you not feel that, you know, sometimes these brothers, this is how one brother described it to me. He said, I felt as if I was wishing that the earth would part and I would just disappear.
You know, sometimes it's like, you know, as they say that, you know, you're having the taste of your own medicine. You know, sometimes you might be in a mahfil, you're taking the mika of someone else. But when that happens to you, then you're, oh, don't, why are you talking about me like this? And then you start to get angry and you start to fight. But when you were taking mika out of the other person, how were you feeling? How was he feeling? He was feeling the same as well. But
you're bound to lead to a state of dissatisfaction.
Gee.
Because, Hafsab, this is not something that you and I are inventing sat here and saying, if you joke and torment each other or call each other names in a mahfil, then you will not only get sins, but you will tear each other's hearts and you will become enemies.